Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Hello, good morning. How are you? Well, you heard Carla report the risk of spot flooding there in the forecast. On the programme today, we'll be looking at how heavy rains have been wreaking havoc on the tillage sector. We have a countdown to the Rugby World Cup. We'll continue Dr. Bergen's myth debunking today. It's extraterrestrials. And we'll be speaking to the advisor to the Belarusian opposition in exile about Vladimir Putin's apparent attempts to provoke Poland into the conflict in Ukraine. And our Friday gathering will chew over the stories and the issues of the week. Text us on 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie. I want to begin with another story in the headlines there, that planning permission breach at Dublin Airport. Ryanair has criticised as idiotic an order from Fingal County Council to limit the number of overnight flights at Dublin Airport. Earlier this week, the council told the DAA it had 6 weeks to comply with a planning condition that limited the number of flights on the North runway to 65 between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Ryanair CEO Eddie Wilson said the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, must instruct Fingal County Council to withdraw their stupid enforcement notice. I'm joined on the line now by Padraig O'Cadia, founder of Aer Lingus and a former Aer Lingus regional even, and a former senator as well, and also by Ian Carey, Green Party councillor for Swords on Fingal County Council. Good morning to you both, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Padraig, can I start with you? Is Ryanair right here or is the council right?
That's a good question. First of all, yeah, I don't agree with the wording, but I agree fundamentally with Ryanair generally in what they're saying. Having said that, Philip, it's really important to understand the process that this went through. There is legislation there. There are EU directives there in relation to noise and noise control at airports, and particularly in this situation with Dublin Airport. There's a 2019 Regulation Act in relation to this. I was actually speaking on it when I was a senator back in the day. So Fingal County Council are the authorised body to deal with this, and it's in the legislation.
But on principle, you think that Ryanair is right here?
Well, on the face of it, from the information that we have so far, I think it's absolutely crazy. Yeah, I do.
Ian Carey, is it an idiotic order?
Absolutely not. I think what Fingal County Council are doing here is making the right move to protect people's health, and that's the important point. I think what we have happening at the airport is the DAA and the airlines operating like laws don't apply. And if you or I, you know, took a decision to, you know, build our house in the wrong place without planning permission, we'd be rightly told to knock it down and move it. So in this instance, I think it's quite clear the planning conditions dated back all the way to 2007. Everyone knew that the airport had been operating in a way that didn't comply with planning, and it's only right that the airport has to get in line with the laws. It would apply to you or me, so it should apply to them as well.
The chief executive of the Dublin Airport Authority says that this is effectively like asking the airport, having built a huge new piece of infrastructure, to operate with essentially one hand tied behind its back. It's a waste of that resource.
It's absolutely not correct to say that. I mean, nighttime restrictions apply to almost every airport in Europe. And really what this would do would only bring us in line with what's common practice elsewhere. That denies the fact that the new runway has massively increased the capacity of the airport at all other times. And we have a very important health imperative here. You know, there's a growing body of evidence showing that the impact of airport noise, particularly at night, can have really serious impact on people's health. That's cardiovascular effects. It can have cognitive impairment, adverse birth outcomes, and mental health. And these are recommendations for policymakers that are coming from the highest health authority we have, the WHO. So we should be taking them very seriously. And even by the DAA's own admission, there is a huge volume of people who are impacted by nighttime noise, some 90,000 homes. This is the DAA's own lawyer admitting this recently. So that's people in Swords, Portmarnock, Malahide, Dublin 15, and the greater Dublin area right towards the city as well. So we need to get a grip on this so that we're not impacting communities and health here in the Dublin area wider into the future.
Porrig, if Ian Carey is right, Dublin Airport is effectively saying, yes, we know up to 90,000 homes were affected. We agreed under the terms of the planning permission to operate in a certain way, but now we don't feel like doing that.
I don't think you can just throw out just general terms like this, 90,000. For example, an EU report recently said that there are 1,400 people exposed to 50 decibels at night in Dublin Airport. Now, 50 decibels, 40 decibels is a quiet room. 50 is moderate rainfall. 60 is conversation dishwasher. And 70 is busy traffic or a vacuum cleaner. So I believe we need to get our facts right, whether I'm right or Ian's right. It's important that we get the facts right. The second thing is there's a directive in 2002, an EU directive, and that's focused on what they call a balanced approach. Now, you're in Fingal County Council, as I understand it, so I presume you understand this. I'm sure you understand this pretty well, but maybe not all the listeners are familiar with it. And it says to evaluate a range of measures. So there, and one of those four measures are land use, and Fingal County Council are fully responsible for the planning, management, and the land use around an airport, and that's in relation to private dwelling and so on and so forth. So you guys have an important role to play there. There are three other factors as well involved in that. The other thing is in relation to the legislation, and this act was debated back in 2018. It was a bill that came into legislation in 2019. And it sets out that the state appoints an independent competent authority to oversee airport noise management. I remember it being debated at the time, not necessarily me saying this, but other senators and TDs saying it. Are Fingal County Council the appropriate independent competent authority to oversee airport noise? Do they have the skill sets and the experience and knowledge? And also, in my view, there's a conflict of interest between Fingal County Council overseeing planning permission and the independent competent authority to oversee this. I think that needs to be dealt with.
Let's ask Ian Carey on that. I mean, you are a councillor, you're not a part of the executive, but do you think that the executive has the competence to deal with this properly, Ian Carey?
Well, I would agree with what Porrig is saying about ANCA, the Aircraft Noise Competent Authority, and the fact that it's vested in Fingal County Council. That's a clear issue that needs to be dealt with. And he's also right to suggest that we need more robust laws to deal with aircraft noise and regulate noise at the airport. But I think in this planning instance, what we're seeing here is Fingal County Council being put against a wall. I mean, they simply can't ignore blatant breaches of planning. So what they're doing here is, you know, doing what they do to any business who is breaking the law and bringing in an enforcement case against them. That's showing that Fingal can be trusted to do the right thing in instances relating to the airport. And I hope this is a signal of how they're going to deal with other issues relating to planning at the airport, which are coming down the track. There's an active investigation at the moment in relation to flight paths. And that's really relevant to what Porrig's saying about land management. You know, the Fingal County Council can't apply effective land management around the airport if the airport is given carte blanche to both fly at whatever time it wants and to fly wherever it wants and not stick to the flight paths that were contained in planning. And I think that's a very fundamental point. You know, we're moving from a state where effectively the airport had no regulations whatsoever on it to a point where we are moving towards what is the norm in Europe, which is regulating to try and minimise health impacts on the local community. And I think the airport's resisting this as much as they can. But that's not the right thing to do. We need to stay the course. course on this.
There is a corollary that comes from this, Padraig, and that is, who on earth could ever in the future take Dublin Airport's word at face value or believe anything that they say if, in order to get a runway, they're prepared to say, yes, yes, we will abide by the planning permission, and then once it's built, just throw that out the window.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Philip, and Ian is also 100% right in relation. There's law of the land here, there's EU laws on it, and we all have to comply with it, regardless if you have an unauthorised shed at the back of your, in the back garden, or it's got to do with Dublin Airport. And actually, particularly, I think the onus is even more so on the state body, that they comply with the rules and regulations that are there. And there are pretty clearly stated and laid out there. So Dublin Airport do have, obviously, a responsibility in this, an illegal responsibility in it. Certainly, the airports and Fingal and so on were aware of these regulations and so on, go back to when the Act, and even before the Act in 2019.
Well, it's actually worse than that, because they were told in April that they were in breach and they don't seem to have done anything about it. And now they are complaining that they are only being given 6 weeks to resolve this matter, when in fact they had 15 weeks in the past to resolve it and didn't take any action.
That's a great point, because actually I was coming on to that, because the first thing is the authority get a written complaint. Next thing is, and if they look at that and they study that, and then they send a warning letter within 6 weeks. The next thing is the DA have got 4 weeks to respond to that, and then the Fingal can get back to them on that, and the planning authorities then decide on further action with another 12 weeks. So there's in the region of 26 weeks altogether available through this process. And also, even still, my understanding is that Dublin Airport, if they wish, can appeal to Imbord Pleanála in relation to all of this matter. This is a very, very, very serious issue for airlines, passengers, freight, and so on and so forth, going in and out of Dublin Airport between 11 o'clock at night and 7 o'clock in the morning. Airlines have got huge investment in aircraft, that they would have an arrangement made with Dublin Airport that slots would be available at particular times. Airlines make these decisions at least 6, usually 12 months in advance. And then passengers and freight carriers and so on have booked seats and spaces on aircraft to actually go and use them. And now they have 6 weeks. That is a pretty serious contractual issue.
I mean, if they were doing their jobs properly as well, they would have looked at the number of available slots that would have been available when the planning permission was granted. And they should have been buying aircraft on the basis of what was legally available and not what might be available if Dublin Airport flouted the rules.
Well, with respect, I disagree a little bit with what you say, because what they do is they follow the direction that the airports are doing. If you're flying into London Stansted or Heathrow or someplace like that, they tell you what slots are available, and you take it that they're doing their due diligence. You don't do the airport work as an airline. You accept what the airline are telling you. Now, also, can I say, I think Ian makes another important point that needs to be, I think, highlighted. And then that is, and he kind of indirectly referred to it, there are noise restrictions on most European airports at this stage. And I think it's an important factor to consider, but to do it in a balanced, structured, independent way.
Ian, balance is the key question here, isn't it? Obviously, your responsibility and your focus is on the local population in Fingal, and that's right and proper. But Dublin Airport has a responsibility as a state agency to be a national economic driver. Do you think it's possible to reconcile those two conflicting issues?
Yes, absolutely. One thing that I would say about the airport is that Dublin Airport is probably in a better place to implement restrictions that can protect the community than other airports around Europe, because it effectively competes with nobody. You know, you can't take a train to London, you can't take a train to Paris if it's expensive to fly or whatever. They're shooting fish in a barrel in Dublin Airport when it comes to the amount of people that want to use the place. So we could actually set a much higher bar for protecting people's health. And that's what I would be absolutely calling for. And when we talk about the economic impact, I think it's important to make the point as well that we're dealing with You know, Ryanair, the largest airline in Europe, they made profits of $1.4 billion last year. The DAA last year made a profit of $98 million and pre-COVID was making profits in excess of $100 million for the previous number of years. I mean, these are entities that can absolutely absorb some of the restrictions that are going to be put in place on them. And, you know, it's absurd to suggest that these entities that are making massive profits can't deal with, you know, adjusting their schedules for, you know, to protect people and communities that live next to them. Like, it's the most obvious thing we need to do now. And I think the government and the planning authority have to really stick to their guns on this one.
Ian Carey, Padraig O'Cady, thank you both very much for that. Now, the disagreement deepens with two statements that we have been issued, one from DAA, one from Fingal County Council. I'll bring you the one from the airport first. They say Fingal County Council's enforcement notice goes against its own planning recommendation. Fingal County Council and the Aircraft Noise Competent Authority have already agreed that a cap on the number of flights during nighttime hours is no longer the best way of ensuring that flight activity level remains at an appropriate level, and have ruled that a noise quota system should be introduced instead. That decision has been appealed and is with On Board Planola. Until On Board Planola makes a ruling, it makes no sense to enforce a cap that has already been deemed to be no longer fit for purpose. And as I say, a statement now from Fingal County Council that can't be reconciled with that statement from Dublin Airport Authority. The council say the planning authority has carried out an investigation under Section 153 of the Planning and Development Act 2000. Further to this investigation, the planning authority has made a decision to serve a planning enforcement notice requiring the DAA to conform with Condition 5 within 6 weeks of the date of the notice, so that the average number of nighttime aircraft movements is 65 per night or less when measured over the 92-day modelling period. That statement ends there, but the disagreement very obviously does not. After this break, we'll be back with Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman on road safety over the bank holiday weekend.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.